Blog Talk Radio.
Friendship with oneself is all important, because without it, one cannot be friends with anyone else in the world. And that is a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. I want to say welcome to today's episode of the A New Day Show. I am your host, Daphne Clark Hudson, Dynamic Daphne, the Queen of the Empowered Soul. Just a few of the handles and things I go with. Today, I do not have a guest, and I am going to spend a majority of today just talking with you about a project that I really, really, really need your support on. And this is, if you're going to be listening to this segment on an archive after March 26th, then what I'm asking here would not be applicable. However, what I want to talk to you about today is the Vision Weekend Conference, and to ask for your support and your assistance. We are looking for some more vendors, and we need some more attendees. We have quite a few seats remaining, and I need your support. And what we have done to let that be worth your while, we have done a late special. And the late special right now, the sign-up cost is $877 for a four-day conference at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in New York City. The date of the event is March the 23rd through the 26th. And what we have done in the late special, you can actually start in today, sign up for a 2-for-1 or buy one, get one free. So what you can do, you can pool with your friends. And for $877, you can bring a friend with you. And that includes your conference and your meals. Not your meals, really. Your conference and your lunch and breakfast for the days of the conference. And you get to hear all of the speakers, the panelists, all the presenters. We are not having breakout rooms, so you have the opportunity to take advantage of that. So this is an investment in you and in the success of your business and what you are looking to accomplish. So the website for that is the visionweekendconference.com. If you are a vendor or an exhibitor, we are looking for you as well. So when you go on the Vision Weekend Conference site, you will see join us in New York City, March the 23rd through the 26th. A conference designed to educate, inspire, and empower entrepreneurs and small business owners. Attendees of the Vision Weekend Conference will gain insights to grow your business and make more money, attract and retain new customers and clients, learn and understand creative marketing and branding techniques to build your businesses and your brands. Understand how social media can leverage the global marketplace. Network with entrepreneurs, peers, business owners, world leaders in the entrepreneurial arena who should attend the Vision Weekend Conference. Small business owners and entrepreneurs, anyone thinking of starting their own business, marketers or sales professionals, authors, speakers, coaches, restaurateurs, those currently serving as our desire to be leaders in their organization. So are you in a nonprofit and you are looking to kick it up a notch? Well, this conference is also designed for you. Our guest speakers, who I will introduce to you in a few, will include industry leaders from around the world representing an array of fields. You can visit us at visionweekendconference.com. You can call us by the telephone 866-337-3945. And the event is taking place at the Broadway Millennium Hotel, 145 West 44th Street in Times Square, New York. So, as I was saying before, is that I need your support. And here is what I want you to do. I want you to call a friend up and let the friend know, listen, we can go to New York City to this amazing event and we can just pool our monies together because they have lowered the rates and it is 2-for-1. Where in earth you are going to be able to get that, I don't know, because this is an investment that you are making in your business, and to make sure that you are there with a lot of movers and shakers who are doing amazing, amazing work. I will take this opportunity to mention mention the speakers. We have our keynote speaker, Mr. Simon T. Bailey. And Mr. Simon T. Bailey is the founder of the Brilliance Institute. He is in the top 25 around the world. He has worked with many, many top organizations. And he has set his time aside to be here with you and to invest in you. Next, we have Crystal Washington. Crystal Washington is a marketing and social media strategist. She hails out of Houston, Texas, and she is making time to come here and to be with you. We have Jan Mallock, and Jan is the master of positive achievement, and she is joining us from Scotland. We have Mr. Brian Dulaney. And Mr. Dulaney is an SEO, search engine optimization expert. He's a social media strategist and he helps us to stay number one on the Google search or other search engine searches. Then we have Dr. CJ Cohn. She is the founder and CEO of Dominate Your Destiny, and their claim to fame is to show you how you can set up your business for under $500. Then we have Mr. William Irvin Cohn, who is the president of Dominate Your Destiny. And alongside his wife, Dr. CJ Cohn, they work with entrepreneurs around the country. Then we have Mr. Brian Dulaney. Mr. Dulaney is a transformational mentor, and he is out of Hawaii. We have Mr. Leon Ellis, who is out of Harlem, New York. He is a restaurateur, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker. And he has quite a few businesses in Harlem. And for those of you who are from New York, you know that Harlem has undergone a transformation, a drastic facelift, if you may. And Mr. Ellis is part of that. So he's going to teach you how you can do the same thing in your community, just in case your community needs a facelift. Then we have Mr. Steven Jackson. And Mr. Jackson is the general manager of RDZ Media LLC. He's also categorized as the original geek. And then we have Miss Yolanda Webb. Miss Yolanda Webb is the CEO of Elan Inc. And they have two brands. They have their they have the cosmetic brand and they have the online magazine. She's also a speaker on women issues and why it is important for you to be able to focus on the things that you're passionate about. Then we have Mr. Sam Orm. And Mr. Orm is the founder of One Voice Worldwide. And then we have Mr. Willie Crawford. Mr. Willie Crawford is a millionaire and a joint venture broker. And he's coming there to just, for those of you who listened on Monday, he was our guest on the show and he just broke it all down for us and how we can do differently with what we're doing. It's just a phenomenal, phenomenal concept that he has been so effectively using and can show us how to do the very same. Then we have from Israel, we have Mr. Kobe Huberman. And Mr. Huberman is the CEO of Strategic Landscapes, LTD. We have Mr. Edward Foxworth III, who is a personal productivity strategist. And he's out of Detroit. Then we have Mrs. Jennifer Sertle, who is an author and strategic expert. And she is out of Rochester, New York. She's an author of the book Strategic Leadership and the Soul alongside Kobe Huberman. Then we have Miss Chandel Pitts. Miss Chandel Pitts is the owner of Black Cat Design, and she is a design consultant. Then we have Mr. James Nemley. Mr. Nemley is the founder of the Better Business Builders, located right there in New York. The next person we have is Mr. Glenn Winfrey, who is our moderator for our panel. And Mr. Winfrey is a speaker, and he is also an employee of Aetna Insurance here in Connecticut, headquarters in Hartford. So we have a call here, and I am going to take the call. I apologize. I was on reading the flyers. So good morning, caller. You're on the air. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
This is Jim Nemley. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Nemley. I guess you just heard me call your name, right?
I did, from a distance, and I said, let me call on in. How's it going?
Oh, well, we are rocking and rolling. You know, we We have a great promotion going, and you know how I'm always up the wee hours of the morning.
I noticed.
Yes, and you know, we just want to, we don't want anybody, Jim, as you and I have talked and we have, you know, spent many hours on this project. And we don't want anyone who needs to be there to have a reason not to be there.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. You know, I've worked with thousands of businesses over the years, and I will tell you this. Had this type of a conference been available going back for all those businesses that I've used, a lot of them would be even further along than they are today, only because of the fact that I'm one person. Yes, I bring a lot to the table, but when you talk about the all total, the 18 individuals that are participating in this conference, and when you talk about the credentials of those 18 individuals, of what they bring to the table, it would be utterly, totally, and absolutely unreasonable for anyone not to break their necks to get to this conference. And you've made it so amazingly easy for anyone to do so, that if they're not doing everything within their ability to do so, then I question their desire to grow as business owners.
Yes, because as you and I, Jim, as we look over these months that we've been working on this, I think you will affirm when I say the people who are excited and stepping forward are the people who you think would say, oh, we don't need it already because we are doing this or we are doing that and we are doing the other.
These people are already successful. That's the amazing thing. Any one of them individually commands thousands of dollars for an appearance at a particular conference, which means the conferee would be spending tons of money just to have any one of them for 1 hour's time. And here you have a situation where you have 18 people, 18, that command big dollars for their time, sharing with you on how to get ahead.
That's
this
right.
Does not happen every day. How many people out there would, and I'm going to count you and myself, how many of us out there, if IBM was a brand new company and we knew now, if we knew then what we know now about IBM, how many of us would have gone out there, we would have sold the house, the car, we'd have sold everything to buy stock because of where we would end up down the road? Well, if you folks aren't even considering doing that now, based on the position that your company is going to be placed in with all of the incredible knowledge you're going to receive, well, I don't know how to forecast your future for you. All I know is that I'm going to be there, and it's not that you got to come see me. When I say I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there taking notes because, as Daphne had said to you earlier, we've been running a special program on Monday evenings about the conference, and we've had some of the speakers on that show, and I was taking notes during the one-hour interview. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to being there just to take notes for myself, all right? Because as a business owner and an entrepreneur myself, I am constantly learning and growing. How can I share with anyone else if I'm not learning and growing? All I can do, folks, is just to encourage you, don't delay. Time is running out in your ability to make it to this conference, and we need to know you're going to be there because I know I'm going to be there.
You know, Jim, I am so in agreement with everything you've just said. I only need to go back to this past Monday. And when I sat and listened and took notes, and listen, I've known Willie for over 2 years, and I've heard him spoken many occasions, and I was taking so much notes, and I'm thinking, this is only the show. This is only the conversation between Jim and I. Can you imagine what is going to take place there?
Oh, Daphne, let me tell you something. You heard me break in the middle of the interview and say to Willie, you do that? Listen, offline, I got to talk to you about a joint venture. I said that on the radio. I couldn't contain myself. And you better believe I reached out to him for a joint venture. I mean, give me a break. You know, folks, let me tell you something. And some of you have heard me say this before, and you'll hear me say it again in the future. When people ask me, where do you find success? I always say you can only find success at the intersection of preparation and opportunity. You have to prepare yourself to take advantage of opportunities in order to succeed. This, the 23rd through the 26th, is your preparation ground.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you begin to prepare for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not preparing for tomorrow, then what are you in business for? You know, when people talk to me, one real major thing I tell people they have to do, and they have to do it all the time, you have to plan. And for me, planning is bringing tomorrow into today so that I could do something about it now. So if you're really planning for the future, you bring that future into today.
Mm-hmm.
Put March 23rd through the 26th in there and do something about it now.
You know, Jim, what I am enjoying about the new model of entrepreneurship is that I no longer have to go out there to make things happen all by myself.
I have the opportunity to
partner with people in Israel,
mm-hmm.
in Scotland, in the UK, in Jamaica, in Australia, in Africa, in all of the United States. If only I make the decision to do so, because they're available to me to do that. And
I've
got to tell people, when I say that, I'm not talking about people who are giving handout and say, oh, what you can do for this.
No.
It means that you, Jim, and I and all the others came to an understanding of the importance of investing in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
There are millionaires who have made their inner circles available to entrepreneurs. And that is like 25 grand and up.
Oh, yes.
And they are putting time aside to come and invest in you. If that's not food for thought, I don't know what is. Because entrepreneurs have been isolating themselves for too long. And
they need to
get out of their little zip codes and area codes and say, let me go out and see what it takes to play in the big leagues.
Absolutely.
I shared something with you that happened, I think it was Monday. Yeah. Monday I was on the phone consulting with a very prominent marketing coach. I tell you, the woman is rock and rolling all over the world. And whenever I connect with someone new on Facebook or on LinkedIn, Jim, and I see that they are movers and shakers, I set some time aside to have a dialogue on the phone.
Uh-huh.
I am all about adding value, and I'm sure all of us can add value, but we have to sit down and assess when, where, and how we can add value. So
absolutely.
When I meet somebody new, I'm not looking to say what you have to give me. I'm saying, here's what I have. How can you utilize that? And You mentioned earlier on about people selling their homes and all of that to do what they need to do. And when this lady started back 8 years ago, she took her IRA, she did everything, everywhere she had some money, she took it out to invest in her business and invest in who she wanted to become. And she said it wasn't until for 4 years after she started, she said there were certain actions that she had to take in her life. And when she did those actions, she said, "When I sit back now and look at it, I didn't do anything differently in my business," because she had the business portion down pat. But what she did, Jim, there were certain actions that she had to take for personal balance. And she said, "I looked at my personal life and I said, oh, I just need to do this." And she did three little things in her personal life, and she said that was the year she began making six figures. Because she knew what it was to collaborate and partner with people. She hired some of the world's most prominent gurus. And when she told me, I said, "Wow, now I understand why you have the power you have." And she has no regrets because she spent those money early and now it pays off.
You know,
She
Daphne,
took action, yeah.
I understand what you're saying, because what this is about, it's about making an investment in and appreciating, not a depreciating asset. And when we talk about an investment, any time a person invests in themselves, there's you look for a return on that investment, an ROI. So if you're looking at from a business perspective, growing your business appreciably, then you're going to invest whatever you possibly can in order to grow that asset. If the asset's your business, then you cannot just seed a little bit of seed into that business and think you're going to get great results. You're totally wrong. When you talk about collaborations, I operate internationally because of the fact of collaboration. I could not operate internationally if I didn't have a large network to collaborate from. And what I'm telling business owners out there today, I don't care if you have a delicatessen, you can actually go international with your company. I've helped people do that. You can go international with your delicatessen. And
That's
if you don't believe me, all you got to do is ask me how. All you have to do is come to that conference. There's not a business out there that cannot go international except for one thing. You see, you can pick up your telephone and call anywhere in the world if you have a telephone.
That's right.
If you don't have a telephone, you can only call as far as your room. Well, you need to come out and learn from folks that will take you internationally and bring your business to levels that you have not even dreamt of. And sometimes that's what keeps people from growing their businesses. They can't dream, or
That's right.
They once had a dream and a vision about where they wanted to go, but because of the fact they didn't reach there, that dream turned into a nightmare, and they don't dare to dream anymore. You see, you cannot stay there, all right? There's no way in the world you can stay on that level and be at peace. If you're going to try to stay at that level, I guarantee you are already receiving. You have to recapture that dream, but you can't dream alone.
That's
You
right.
can't dream alone. You have to get out there with people who are in the know, who can take you by the hand and bring you to the levels that you were dreaming about reaching. Other than that, that dream is going to remain a nightmare. And then sooner or later, you're going to have to wake up from that nightmare and deal with the consequences. Mm-hmm. We're here to try to help you not go there.
You know, Jim, as you were talking, and I know this was many, many years ago. I don't know if you remember. But I remember years ago when I used to live in New York. I now live in Connecticut. And I don't know if you remember. I don't remember the exact time frame. But there was a time when they had this thing that was spreading like wildfire, call a pyramid, where people
back in the 70s.
All right now. So, okay now. And you are sitting there talking, and all of a sudden, it came to my mind how willing people were putting thousands upon thousands of dollars. You would go in these different communities, and you would see these large crowds.
That's right.
Of people. And I don't know if there was one or two, or I don't know if there was 100 people who got any money back. But
there was always just a handful at the top.
Yes, because it came to me now, and I'm saying how willing people are to do things like those, and yet you ask them to invest in themselves, to make a better life for their families, their country, their community, and they are reluctant in doing so.
Well, let me tell you something. You have a lot of quasi-pyramid schemes out there today. I'm not going to name them. People have just tested for themselves. But what they've done is, I'm not going to smear multi-level marketing. I don't want to do that, but that's where the multi-level marketing industry came from. What happened was what was a pyramid scheme where there was no product being sold, then it was nothing more than monies washing around upstairs, not coming back downstairs. Today, you do have MLM, and you have some that are good, and you have, but there's a larger number of them that aren't good. So what did they do? So they got a couple of products together, and now they call it multi-level marketing, because the only difference between a pyramid and multi-level marketing is the fact that now you're pushing a legitimate product. But at the end of the day, you're not trying to sell a volume of products. You're trying to grow organizations of people putting money in. Okay, and what people don't understand, and I can't tell you the scores of people that are still doing this today. They barely have any money, and they're buying in. They're being recruited into these activities.
And they are the automatic chicken.
And what happens is there's a thing called breakage. And what breakage is this. Okay, fine. I put my money in. Now I have to get five people across to start building my organization. So I get you and I get four other people to buy in. Now what's supposed to happen is I'm supposed to now get residual income from people and by helping you to build your organization going down. So now I have to start working with you to start building the legs to the organization. Now, does that sound like we're selling product? No, we're selling membership so that as the money comes in, I get paid, okay? But now here's where I stop getting paid. The further down you go on those lines, the more disconnected you are from the people who you first got involved in the first place. You don't even know the other people that are coming in, and then some people just stop doing it or just don't do it right. That's called breakage. That means that every dollar on that link that you had but don't no longer have, every dollar that's being earned goes back to the people at the top, right past you. Okay? So you wonder why the vast number of people in these organizations are not making money. It's because it's not designed for you to make all the money. It's just designed for you to do all the work. Okay?
Exactly. Build the momentum. But you're not going to the bank. You know, Jim, 3 months ago, someone contacted me from Puerto Rico. And he told me that he was a very prominent person in New York City, and he told me what he did in New York City. And it's interesting that we are having this conversation now, because the systems that you just referred to was what he made his money in. And now he's in Puerto Rico, and he has created a company of the same model. Mm-hmm. And what he's offering me, as he puts it, when I look on your social media trafficking, he had it down pat. He researched me. He know how many people I have here and there and the other. He was willing to pay. I wouldn't have to pay any money, but I would come in at a certain top level that would allow me to collect from everybody else at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And I tell him, I said, well, I'm not saying that anything is wrong with what you have, but that's not where my focus and goal and emphasis is on. I say, I have a purpose and a calling that I am working on.
Excellent.
It was just a confirmation for me, Jim, because a lot of times you watch these videos on YouTube or you go to a conferences. I know I've been to conferences with different people who invited me to come. And there was so much rah-rah in the room and everything.
Listen,
but
I know all the dialogue.
As you look on the platform, who are the money makers? And who is collecting it? And you look on the person who invite you there, and you said, you know, so when is that going to be you? Do you think that you can be up there doing that in the center? I think a lot of things that is causing people to go that path is because they are gullible, and they don't want to put the time in to be who they were called to be. And I don't want people to listen and think we are in here bashing.
No.
We just want you to begin to open your eyes and see. Because not everyone who can see have vision and all of that. So you got to know. Look from your spirit and look from your eyes as well.
That's right. You know, our passion is only built on the fact that we know too many hurting small businesses. And that's why this was put together. Let me tell you, Dr. Daphne, I guarantee you, if you did glitzy marketing showing speedboat boats, luxury cars and mansions, you know, people crawling over themselves to get to this mansion, all right? All right, but no.
In 24 hours, everybody wants it now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because the fact that, you know, again, what sells is get rich quick. You know, I have to tell you folks out there, if it's all about get rich quick, then why aren't there more rich folks? Okay?
That's right.
All right. The idea about growing a company is doing things the right way.
That's right.
When you do things the right way, the money will follow. And I'm quite sure I'm not the first or the only person that will say that to you. What we've put together, what Dr. Daphne has put together, is an incredible group of people that will show you how to do things the right way. When you're doing things the right way, the money will follow you. Will you get rich quick? Absolutely not.
That's That's
absolutely
right.
Not. And I'm saying that without trying to chase anyone off, because I'm going to tell you something. Unless you're one in a billion that wins a lotto, you're not going to get. No one gets rich quick. It's about building steadily. All right, mm-hmm. And that's what business is about. Mm-hmm. Business is about building what you do steadily, mm-hmm. systematically, and understanding how to duplicate and sustain that activity. If you don't know how to do that, I'm not talking about, you know, well, I make this or I do that. That's not business. Understanding the practice of business and understanding mm-hmm. the systems of business, understanding mm-hmm. the discipline of business. If you don't have that down pat, you will never build a business, mm-hmm. okay? Not one that's going to earn you the income that's going to keep you and your family happy and help you to have time to spend with your family and help you to be able to look at your exit strategy and determine how you want to live your life going forward. Other than that, if you're not doing it the right way, you just become a slave to failure, and we're trying to break those bonds.
Mm-hmm. You know, this conversation is a real brain jogger for me, because you mentioned about not getting overnight riches and all of that. And my father used to have a horse back home.
Uh-huh.
He had horse, we had donkey, and we had mule. And one of the things I always hear Papa say to the horse, easy boy, easy, steady boy, steady. Easy, easy boy, come on boy, easy boy, easy, steady, steady. And you're talking, Jim, and all of a sudden, I went back to Papa on that horse. And he didn't sit for too long, because he was patting the horse on the side of the neck. Easy, boy, easy. Steady, steady. And I think as entrepreneurs, that's what we need to do.
That's right.
Put ourselves in an environment that keeps telling us, easy does it, girl, easy. Steady.
That's right.
Easy do it, easy. You know, what they say, the race is not for the swift, but he that endureth to
the end.
How are we going to endure to the end if we don't know how to be steady and consistent?
And how can you know how to be steady and consistent if you're not surrounding yourself with people who have succeeded?
That's
right. You cannot do it. You just cannot. Do it. I hate to be such a downer, but I think that in light of what's coming up in just a few weeks, I can be a downer, only to make you realize, folks out there, what you're going to miss if you do not get yourself involved. And you know, one of the things, and I've applauded Dr. Daphne on a number of occasions for doing this. I've never seen a conference where, if I'm concerned about not being able to pay for my ticket, all right, that there'd be an affiliate program that I can link into with no charge. I can get involved in the affiliate program. And for everyone who I get to come to the conference, I get $100. So now let's think about this for a minute. If I can get enough of my contemporaries to come to the conference because of the fact that I really feel for them as well as I feel for myself, so I'm a part of this business group or this business association, or I have family members that own businesses or friends that own businesses, they really want to be here. And if I'm thinking about it along my line, wow, you know, I want them to get ahead too. Well, if you get them to do that, then you get $100 per person that comes to the conference. Now, you'll be able to cover the entire cost of your conference registration. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to even possibly pay for your transportation and if you need to stay in the hotel, your hotel room. And guess what? It's in Times Square. You'll be able to go out there to the Hard Rock Cafe or visit a few of the sites there on money that you earned as an affiliate. So let's think about this a moment. If I'm an entrepreneur, then I'm doing everything that I can to take advantage of opportunities. And Daphne, I told you this story, and I'm going to talk to your listeners today.
Mm-hmm.
There were these three gentlemen preparing to get on an airplane. One was a venture capitalist. One was an entrepreneur. And one was a Hell's Angel motorcyclist.
Mm-hmm.
So the three of them board the plane, and they just happened to be sitting side by side. As the plane was flying along, this fly was flying in the cabin. It landed on the lap of the venture capitalist. The venture capitalist brushed it off. It fell in the lap of the entrepreneur. The entrepreneur brushed it off. It fell in the lap of the cyclist, and the cyclist picked it up and ate it.
Mm.
So a few minutes later, there's another fly flying around in the cabin. It lands in the lap of the venture capitalist. Venture capitalist brushes it off, lands in the lap of the entrepreneur. The entrepreneur picks the fly up, looks at the cyclist, and says to him, "Want to buy a fly?"
That's right.
All right. If you're an entrepreneur, you recognize opportunity. If you're not seeing
right.
this as an opportunity, then maybe, just maybe, you're not an entrepreneur. But you're going to say, "But I own a business." Well, I have to tell you something. Owning a business means that you had the revenue or whatever to purchase or start a business. But being a business owner no more makes you an entrepreneur than standing in a garage makes you a car.
That's right.
All right?
Okay.
It's about the desire to recognize opportunities, to do what's necessary to take advantage of those opportunities, and to look for what your return on investment is going to be because you took advantage of an opportunity. Now, I'm teaching you exactly that. That's a free lesson right there on exactly what an entrepreneur does.
You know, as we look over the lineup, Jim, and thank you so much for sharing that, because as I look over the lineup on the platform, and as I have spoken with scholars, people who have gone to Harvard, Yale, and, you know, prominent
mm-hmm.
schools, and one of the things that these scholars have been saying to me, how on the earth did you get all of this lineup here?
I know.
People who go to this conference is like they are going to be like they are graduating from any of the Ivy League business schools. And I said, I said, really? Because we are so eager putting it together to add the advantage to the attendees, and sometimes we are kind of overlooking the impact of what we have together. So
That's
here
right.
they are in 4 days. They are going to be able to utilize enough knowledge, insight, and information and support as if they had gone to an Ivy League school.
Oh, absolutely.
The reason why it was able to be described in that manner is because we are allowing the attendees to be in all these sessions. So, you know, God
well,
doesn't make any mistakes, Jim.
No, he doesn't. No,
you
he
know,
doesn't. Not at all.
A couple of weeks ago, a gentleman who connected with me on LinkedIn sent a request asking whether we could allow him on a scholarship to come to the event.
Wow.
And Jim, as you know, we are not at that stage yet.
Right.
But, you know, we are praying when down the road, years ahead, that
That's
we
right.
are going to be able to be in a position to allow someone in on a scholarship.
That's
and because,
right.
Although I know we are not in a position to do that, but it was such an encouragement for me to read that. Because
That's right.
I said,
he sees the value.
Somebody saw it. Somebody
the value.
Got it.
Well, you know, one of the things, and I think I mentioned it to you once before, when we look at next year's conference, you know, what I'm going to encourage you to do is to register to gain the right to be able to issue continuing education units.
Yes. Yes, we need to do that.
We have to do that because the level of education that folks are going to get over those, well, approximately 18 hours is definitely has CEU values. And so people will be able to get continuing education units just based on the weight of the knowledge and credentials of the individuals that you've invited to partake, to participate, and to provide information to the conferee. So, but, you know, we don't have the ability to do that this year, but you folks can be on the ground floor, the cutting edge of business knowledge, and not just business knowledge, but how to apply that knowledge, because knowledge is nothing without application.
Application,
you'll be trained
action.
How to apply that knowledge.
Action.
And you know, the other beautiful thing about this, sorry to cut you off, the other beautiful thing about this, it's not all external education. There's folks there that will educate you and introduce you to you.
That's right.
There's folks that will introduce you to you and show you why you sometimes misfire and show you how to stop misfiring. So we're working on the business owner from within and from without. So this is holistic, full-orbed training that you'll be receiving for those 4 days.
Because, Jim, we are the one that stands in our own way so much. We are in our way, and we must learn how to get out of our own way. I'm going
to let
you take a sip of water. I just need to take a brief commercial break for 60 seconds here, and I'll be back.
Dr. Daphne, I have to run off.
SuperFastLinkBuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At SuperFastLinkBuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. SuperFastLinkBuilding.com.
All right, so that's also one of our speakers and sponsors. If you are looking to up your game on the search engines, you need to check out SuperFastLinkBuilding with Mr. Brian Delaney. The man is all about speed. He is all about speed. And listen, I want to play the theme song for the conference for you. I just felt led to do that. So I'm going to play that for you. And I pray that you enjoy the song and let it minister to you. Because each of us need to be rising up on the wings of eagles. So we are working on that now. So we are, you all know I'm not a guru on that. So just bear with me here. If you are just joining me, I do not have a guest on. I'm talking about the Vision Weekend Conference and all of that. So here is our theme song. Yes, that was Chris Tomlin with I Will Rise on Eagle's Wings. And you all know that our logo for the Vision Weekend Conference is an eagle. And I think that that song is so fitting for our theme song. We will rise on the wings of eagles. And there are 19 of us that has come together. And we want to help you to rise up with us. So we are giving you this opportunity to be part of this vision transformation revolution taking place on March the 23rd through the 26th in New York City at the prestigious Broadway Millennium Hotel. Now join us in New York City on March the 23rd for the Vision Weekend 2012. A conference designed to educate, inspire, and empower entrepreneurs and small business owners. Attendees of Vision Weekend 2012 will gain insights to grow your business and make more money. Attract and retain new customers and clients. Learn and understand creative marketing and branding techniques to build your business and your brand. Understand how social media can help leverage the global marketplace. Network with entrepreneurial peers and business owners. Who should attend the Vision Weekend Conference? Small business owners and entrepreneurs. Anyone thinking of starting their own business. Marketers and sales professionals who are currently serving or desiring to serve in their organization. So if you listen to the conversation at the top of the hour, you heard Mr. James Nemley, who was a nice, great surprise. He called in for me and allow you to listen in to some of what he has to say about small business owner. And he is a business coach. He's a business development consultant. And he just does amazing, amazing things. And he was able to come on and share a bit of that with you. And can you imagine sitting down to listen to him plus 18 other people? So if you are just joining in, I want you to call 646-915-8166. Call that number and let us have some conversation about what is your take on the Vision Weekend Conference. What are you hoping to achieve? You know, what will it take for you to be there? We are offering a late special, and that is buy one get one free, or two for the price of one. Or if you want to come by yourself, you can pay $5.97 for your registration. And listen, you get to take advantage of all of those speakers. You do not have to go into different workshops. So you are getting way more than your money's worth. So if you're just joining or if you're just listening, I want to hear from you. Call me and give me just what is your take on all of this and how you see yourself fitting in into it? Is it worth your while? What is it supposed to be? How you fit into all of this? I want to hear from you. You hear Jim spoke about planning and how important it is. You always hear me beat up on Christians and believers. So I am going to go through some insights that will probably help you to make your decision about your investment for the Vision Weekend Conference. To man belong the plans of the heart. This is Proverbs 16 and verse 1. You heard me say I was going to beat up on Christians because a lot of Christians and believers, they sit down, they don't want to invest, yet they want everything out of life. And then when they when other people who are not wearing the label of Christians go out and do biblical teaching things, because the Bible and the universe is not selective. Once you apply what it tells you, you are going to get the result. So the Bible and the universe really don't care what church you go and all of that. Once you apply the principles, you take action, you are going to get the required result. All right, so the other thing that the universe is not concerned about is your gender. Male or female, it does not matter. Do apply the principles and get the result. Your ethnicity, where you were born, the color of your skin, the language you speak, the universe does not care. Apply the principles and you get the result. To be successful, you must have a clear plan. There is no future without planning. I've known people who try to be successful over and over again without a plan. God gives the vision and we make the plan. And I'm sharing this from Dr. Miles Monroe's book. He says, when I was a teenager and had been a Christian for only about 2 years, I kept wondering why God didn't seem to be guiding me to my life. Perhaps you are wondering the same thing about your own life. I used to want God to show me his will at night in my room so I would stay up all night with one eye open, just waiting. I used to pray, "Oh Lord, let the angels show up." Then I would look and there would be nothing but mosquitoes. Sometimes I would hear a little noise outside and I would open the door thinking that the angels would show up. Yet when I looked outside, all I would see was rats running across the yard. Some angel. I persisted in wanting God to show himself to me and to guide me. Whenever they sang a certain song in church, I used to sing it the loudest. Lead me, guide me along the way. One day, as I was singing this song, I felt as if the Lord was saying to me, lead you along what way? I realize then that if you don't have a plan, God don't have anything specific to direct you in. Proverbs 16:1 says, to man belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of the tongue. That's a very powerful statement. God is saying, in effect, I gave you the vision. Now, you put the plan on paper, and I will work out the details. Proverbs 16:9 says, in his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. If you don't have a plan, how can he direct you? God will direct your steps once you make a plan to move forward what you desire. Have you expressed to God what is in your heart? And have you presented him with your plan for accomplishing it? The Bible says that God will give you the desires of your heart. If you will fight in him, Psalm 37 and verse 4. However, it also implies that God will direct your steps once you make a concrete plan to move forward what you desire. Ideas are needed of destiny planted by God in the minds of mankind. When ideas are cultivated, they become imagination, if it is watered and developed, becomes a plan. Finally, if a plan is followed, it becomes a reality. However, when a person receives an idea from God, it must be cultivated soon, or the idea often goes away. If that person doesn't ever work on the idea, God will give it to someone else. Inadvertently, if the second person takes the idea, makes a plan, and starts to work on it, the first person will become jealous. He had the idea first, yet it's not just having ideas that is important. Ideas need plans if they are going to become reality. Young people often think their dreams will just happen. They find out later, after they have sadly wasted many years of their lives. That is not the case. There is no way any of us can move toward our dreams without a plan. Jesus said, that is a wise person doesn't start to build something unless he first works out the details. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost of it if he has enough money to complete it? For if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying, this fellow began to build and was not able to finish. God himself had a plan when he created humanity. In Ephesians 1:11 says, in him were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Someone once said to me, you always seem to be going somewhere, just relax. I told him, I've discovered something about life. Where I live in the Bahamas, Dr. Miles says, when you just sit on boat in the ocean and relax, the current takes you wherever it's going, even if you don't want to go there. Life is the same way. Too many people float down their lives and will expect to make it to their goals. When you lack a plan, you miss opportunities. And one such opportunity that you do not want to miss is your opportunity to be at the Vision Weekend Conference 2012. So why don't you rush over there right now and secure your registration? Remember, we just offered, starting today, we offered you a late bird special. Two for the price of one, or one for $5.97.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. So check me out over there. And for a measly $10, you can list your things on the bulletin board. And I am accepting three high-end clients. And I say high-end because you working with me one-on-one, you must be willing to accomplish high-end transformation in your life and in your business. So if you're that person, I'm taking on just three people that will work with me once a week, an hour a week, towards your personal and professional transformation. If you are interested in getting more information about that, you can call me at 866-337-3945 or send me an email at info@daphneclarkhudson.com. And once you send the email, please put in the subject line transformation, because I have different promotions that I'm doing. So I don't want to be sending the wrong information to the wrong person. So if you are looking to transform your life and you want to work with me one-on-one to do that, I'm taking on three clients, only three, I'm taking on right now to work on that program over a 3-month period. And then after that, when I free up some more time and space, I will be able to work with some more people. So again, if that's you, call me on 888-336-3945. 886-337-3945. So you call me on that, send me an email at info@DaphneClarkHudson.com. info@DaphneClarkHudson.com. And please put in your subject line, transformation. And I know that that's what you're inquiring about. Now, continuing to share from here, a ship has a compass so that the navigator can know what direction he is going in. And it has a rudder so that the pilot can steer it. However, a ship is given a specific course, a plan by the captain, so that it can arrive at its destination. All three are necessary. The compass, the rudder, and the plan. Just because a ship has a rudder doesn't necessarily mean it is going anywhere. It needs to be the steering according to the coordinates of the plan. Likewise, life has given you many people clearing sailing, yet because they have no destination, they never made it out of the port. What do you mean they clear sailing? I mean opportunities. Many opportunities come to people, but they have no plan in place that would enable them to make something out of them. For example, suppose you wish you could start a business, but have never thought about how you would go about it. What if someone came to you and said, I want to invest some money and I like you. Why don't you develop something with me? You would probably answer something like, I'd like to, but right now, I'm just a clerk. However, if you had developed a specific plan, if you were reading the appropriate books and preparing yourself, if you had everything down on paper, you'd be prepared for this opportunity. You would say, You have the money, here's the plan, I'm ready to go. The blueprint of vision, when a contractor is building a structure, he uses a blueprint. That is the plan for his vision, which is the finished building. The contractor always keeps a copy of the blueprint on site with him. Why? He needs to keep checking it to see if the building is being constructed correctly. When you don't have a plan for your life, you have nothing to refer to when you want to make sure you are on track How do you begin developing a blueprint for your vision? Who am I? It's a very important question that you need to ask yourself as an entrepreneur. And I don't mean the business that you're doing. Again, you must first secure for yourself the answer to the question, who am I? Until you do, it will be difficult to write a plan for your life, because such a plan is directly tied to knowing who you are. You will never become really successful in life if you don't have a clear idea of your own identity in God. Many of us have become what other people want us to be. We have not yet discovered our unique, irreplaceable identity. Yet it is known, it is knowing your own true identity that gives you the courage to write your life plan. Next, you must answer the question, where am I going? Once you learn God's purpose, you can start planning effectively, because you will be able to plan with focus. A vision comes, a plan, when it is captured, freshed out of and written down. Please note that both verses 1 and 9 of Proverbs 16 say that God leaves the planning up to the heart of the person, but that he will provide explanation as to how the vision will be accomplished. The plan that's in your heart is documentation of a future that is not yet finished. When you write down a plan, it's a description of the end of your life, not the beginning. That is why God says, you make a plan and I will explain how it can be paid for. Who is going to work with you? And where the resource and facilities are going to come from. Leave that part to me. You will just put the plans together. Do you have a plan for the next 50 years of life? I'm a stickler for planning. Anyone who knows me will tell you I have plans for what I am going to do next week, next month, next year, next 5 years from now. In fact, the vision for Bahama Faith Ministry is what has been on paper for the next 60 and 70 years. God has given you the ability to do that. He has given you a mind, the gift of imagination, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and the vision of faith. He has also given you the ability to write so that you can put down what you see in your heart. What are you waiting for? God says he will explain how your vision will be accomplished, yet he can't discuss it with you until you have something concrete to talk about. Your dream is worth writing down. Note the way Nehemiah planned for his vision of rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem. I went to Jerusalem, and after staying there for 3 days, I set out during the night with a few men. I had not told anyone what my God had put in my heart to do for Jerusalem. There were no mouths with me except the one I was riding on. By night, I went out through the valley gate towards Jackal Well and the Dung Gate, examining the walls of Jerusalem, which had been broken down, and its gates, which had been destroyed by fire. I went up the valley by night, examining the wall. Finally, I turned back and re-entered through the valley gate. The officials did not know where I had gone or what I was doing, because as yet I had said nothing to the Jews or the priests or noble or officials on any others who would be doing the work. Nehemiah did not take action until he had made a plan. He selected only a few trusted men to go with him while he was assessing the situation, because not everyone could have handled the plan at that moment. Certain people couldn't handle the plan while you are making it. That is why you can't tell it to everyone. Sometimes you have to write it in private and keep it secret for a time. Some people will try to talk you out of your plan, saying, "You can't do that." If you listen to them, in no time you will throw your plan away and end up an average person. Like they are, people who are going nowhere like to take others with them. Those who aren't going anywhere want people to do it with them. Not everybody will understand what you are dreaming, but put your dream on paper anyhow. Why? Your dream is worth writing down. If God gave it to you, it deserves to be done. For example, if you want to go to college to pursue a certain career, write down your plans for the next 10 years and title one of the pages in your plan, "This is what I want to be in 10 years from now." Whatever you want to establish and achieve, put it on paper. And say by year 2020, this is where I want to be. Start with what you have. After Nehemiah had made his plan, he also was ready to talk to others about it. He talked to those who would be directly involved in carrying it out. Then I said to the Jews, priests, nobles, officials, and others, "You see the trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in the ruins, and its gates have been burnt with fire. Come, let us rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace. Nehemiah 2:17, Nehemiah expressed to them his clear vision. Where was one man with just a handful of people who was planning to do a project that would take thousands of people to accomplish? Yet he said, let's do it. Let's rebuild this wall. He was starting out with a seeming impossibility, but he said, let's start. Let's start. You can't tell your plan to everyone right away. Remember the principle of potential. It's not what you need that is important. Starting with what you have makes your vision successful, because God will take care of the rest. I know you have come. You have some great ideas. Start right here. Start right where you are and go where you need to go by making a plan and beginning to implement it. Acknowledge God's work in your life. Second Nehemiah said, I also told them about the gracious hand of God upon me, and what the king had said to me. Nehemiah 2:18. I like the fact that Nehemiah told them he gave credit to God for the vision and the purpose also built up in faith for those who would work on the project. The vision needed to be passed along to them. They would need to exercise their own faith if they were to fully fulfill their purpose, vision within their large vision that God had given to Nehemiah. The statement also shows that Nehemiah was so sure of his vision was from God and that the Lord was with him that he was able to say, in effect, God told me to do this. Nehemiah also guessing about what he should do. I hope you will feel the same way about your dream. Your plan is material for your prayers. Moreover, when you put your plan on paper, you will find that you have plenty of material for your prayers. You can't fulfill your dream by yourself. You must have God's help. If your prayer time is short, maybe it's because you have nothing specific to pray about. If you develop a plan, however, you will never have enough time to pray. There will always be something for which to call on your faith and believe God. Your plan will enable you to fulfill your destiny. in Deuteronomy 3, in Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19, God told the people, I have set before you your life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life. In other words, he was saying, stop procrastinating and doing your will. Eventually, get somewhere in life. Decide whether you are going to get a curse or a blessing. Decide whether you are going to die or live. Jesus said in Revelation 3 and 16. Yes, I had to get some water. So that was the reason why you heard that little bit of silence. I tell you the beauty of the internet. Because for the past couple of weeks, I am going through some stuff here and I'm not able to freely move about as I always am. But I'm still so thankful that I can still be on this broadcast here. If I had to travel into a studio, I would have been off of the air for a couple of weeks ago. But although I am not 100% operational, I can still do my show and continue to invest in you. So for that, I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful, and I thank God. Here are some principles I want to leave you with. To be successful, you must have a clear plan. If you don't have a plan, God doesn't have a specific direction for you. To man belong the plans of the heart, but from God comes the reply of the tongue. So speak it into being. God leaves the planning up to the heart of the people, but you will provide the explanation so as to how the vision will be accomplished. In his heart, a plan A man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. When a person receives an idea from God, it must be cultivated soon, and the idea often goes away. Many opportunities come to people, but they have no plan in place that would enable them to make something out of it. If you don't have a plan for your life, you have nothing to refer to when you want to make something come on track. You must secure for yourself the answers to the question, who I am and what do I want? You will never have become really successful in your life if you don't have a clear idea of your identity to God. You must answer the question also about where are you looking to go. Once you learn God's purpose, you can start planning effectively because you will be able to plan with focus. A vision becomes a plan when it is captured, flushed out, and written down. You can't tell your plan to everybody because some people won't be able to handle it while you are making it. Your dream is worthy of writing down. If God gave it to you, it deserved to be done. Your plan is material for your prayers. Your plan will enable you to fulfill your destiny. So I just pray that you have gotten something out of this episode with the combination of my conversation with my good friend and colleague, Mr. James Nemley, from Building Your Extraordinary Business. And he is so on the mark, because you know what his slogan is? Nobody builds them better. Nobody. And that goes to show that all of us need to believe in what we do and know how we can get it out. So again, I want to remind you that the Vision Weekend Conference is on March the 23rd through the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in Times Square. It's a conference designed to educate, inspire, empower entrepreneurs and small business owners. Those who attend the Vision Weekend 2012 will gain insights to grow your business and make more money. Everybody wants more money. Attract and retain new customers. We all need one new customer or two per day. Learn and understand creative marketing and branding techniques to build your businesses and brand. Understanding how social media can help leverage the global marketplace. Network with entrepreneurial peers and business owners who should attend the Vision Weekend Conference. Small business owners and entrepreneurs, anyone seeking to start their own businesses, marketers, authors, coaches, speakers, and other professionals. Are you currently serving or desire to serve in a leadership role in your organization? Know that we have some of the world's greatest speakers in the areas of entrepreneurship who has come together to be with you there. So invest in you. Right now you can secure your registration 2-for-1 at the Vision Weekend Conference registration. You can pay $877. You can bring a friend with you. So buy one, bring two. So it's like half price. 2 for the price of 1. And you can also just come by yourself for $597. So either way, you're getting a drastic reduction in that. And if you are a vendor, exhibitor, and you are looking to show off your wares and tears, we want to have you there. So again, visit the website, visionweekendconference.com. We want to have you there. We have come together because we are looking to invest in you, your business, and your journey of empowerment and transformation. You oftentimes hear it said that we have not because we ask not. So we have come together to put this together for you. You did not even have to ask about it. We put it together and as an investment in you. And now all you need to do is to show up. Show up and take action. Action for where you want to be. Action for the lifestyle that you want to give to your siblings or your family, your spouses. There are some people who have spouses that are working around the clock, and they are working around the clock, and they're neglecting their family's responsibility. So this is a conference that is designed for you to redesign and reinvent who you are and the things that you are looking for. So I really look forward to seeing you at the Vision Weekend Conference in New York City on March the 23rd through the 26th. Why don't you pick up your registration now at visionweekendconference.com. 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 Listen, if you are not there, it simply means that you are just comfortable where you are. You don't want to learn anything else. You don't want to make any stride in what you are doing. But if, on the other hand, if you are looking to make strides in where you want to go, that's the place to be, because we are going to be able to take you by the hand and give you information that will help you to be making waves. And in 2014, you can be one of the speakers on that platform who is sharing what the Vision Weekend Conference has done for you. Listen, we are here. We are giving you an opportunity. The reason we decide to do that is because we know that each and every one of you was created for a destiny. And we do not want to have you not live that destiny, not manifest that destiny. Because really, when we do that, we are depriving other people, others who are supposed to be in just benefiting from that purpose and destiny that we were called for. You know, we can all rise. You know, they say cream rises to the top. But a lot of times when cream rises to the top, cream has to know to reach back and grab another person who is really not where they want to be. So I'm requesting your support at the visionweekendconference.com. You know, I've been on the air for a few years, since 2009, and I have not asked you to take your credit card out before. This is the first time I'm asking you to do that. So why don't you support us by going to the Vision Weekend Conference? Not only are you going to support us, but you are going to be investing in the new you. 2012 is your year for health, for wellness, spirituality, and for excelling as a business owner. Don't Monday evening, when again I'll be on the air with Mr. James Nemley and one of the other speakers. Again, I thank you so much. I want to close with the song, Follow Your Destiny. I love and appreciate each and every one of you.
Set aside to do. trust you, Lord, to see me through.